Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Alabama Chief Justice, Roy Moore, issues an opinion, an administrative order, saying that the probate judges in Alabama must not issue same-sex licenses, marriage licenses to same-sex couples. We're going to talk about the importance of this order on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbwire.com. Matt, this case goes back to 2015 when Liberty Counsel filed suit against a couple of probate judges in Alabama who were, in fact, issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples as a result of a single court order by a federal judge in the southern part of Alabama. And as a result of that, the Alabama Supreme Court issued an order, and it was before the Supreme Court of the United States opinion on June 26, 2015. And the Alabama Supreme Court told those probate judges throughout the entire state of Alabama that they are prohibited from issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples. In fact, that the law of Alabama still remained marriage as the union of a man and a woman. Now, the Alabama Supreme Court is continuing to look at this issue, and they're going to make a decision at some point in the future about what they're going to do in light of the U.S. Supreme Court opinion. But in the meantime, Chief Justice Roy Moore of the Alabama Supreme Court issued this order that has set the teeth on edge of all of those secularist and pro-same-sex marriage advocates, and it's a great victory for marriage at this time.
Well, it is, and once again, Chief Justice Roy Moore is leading by example here, and he is the one that is actually showing fidelity to the law and to the Constitution, whereas we have these five rogue activist judges, attorneys in Washington, D.C., who just decided to invent this counterfeit institution of so-called same-sex marriage out of thin air. And the order, the administrative order, says confusion and uncertainty exist among the probate judges of this state as to the effect of the Obergefell on existing orders in API. Moore wrote, many probate judges are using marriage licenses, are issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples in accordance with Obergefell. Others are issuing marriage licenses only to couples to the opposite gender or have ceased issuing all marriage licenses. So in that paragraph, of course, he is explaining some of the confusion that continues to persist from the legal chaos that this unprecedented and unconstitutional decision out of the U.S. Supreme Court has created.
Yes, and it really sets up a clash, a collision between the state of Alabama and its highest court, the Alabama Supreme Court, and the U.S. Supreme Court opinion of five individuals with regards to the matter of marriage. And at the end of this order, issued on January 6, 2016, Chief Justice Roy Moore says, it is ordered and directed that until further decision by the Alabama Supreme Court, the existing orders of the Alabama Supreme Court that Alabama probate judges have a ministerial duty not to issue any marriage license contrary to the Alabama Sanctity of Marriage Amendment or the Alabama Marriage Protecting Act remain in full force and effect. Now, that has stopped some of the probate judges in Alabama from issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples. And as you can imagine, the secularist, the same-sex marriage advocates have gone ballistic. They are claiming that Chief Justice Roy Moore has gone overboard, that they should obey the opinion of the Supreme Court of the United States. In fact, even the federal prosecutors or federal attorneys for the northern and for the southern part of Alabama have come out with a joint statement saying that they must not listen to the Alabama Supreme Court and the Chief Justice, but listen instead to the five people on the U.S. Supreme Court. Now, I can tell you, this is a strong opinion. It is the order that he's talking about is the order that Liberty Counsel ultimately obtained when we litigated this in 2015 to stop the issuance of same-sex marriage licenses. Who has jurisdiction over these probate judges. It's not the United States Supreme Court. It's certainly not five people on the High Court. It is the Alabama Supreme Court. It is specifically the Alabama Chief Justice, which is Roy Moore. He's the one who has the administrative authority over the probate judges throughout the state of Alabama. And he said, no more issuance of marriage licenses to same-sex couples.
Well, and among other things in this order, the Alabama Supreme Court points out that the United States Supreme Court on June 26, 2015, with this same-sex marriage decision, quote, held unconstitutional certain marriage laws in the states of Michigan, Kentucky, Ohio, and Tennessee, which fall within the jurisdictions of the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals. They go on to say that on June 29th, the Alabama Supreme Court invited the parties in API to address, quote, the effect of the Supreme Court's decision on the court's existing orders in this case no later than 5 p.m. on Monday, July 6th. And apparently they did not get the clarification that they needed. So there seems to be some intimation here that this decision out of the U.S. Supreme Court, this opinion, I should say, was more narrowly tailored toward the specific states within the Sixth Circuit. Am I right?
That's exactly right. And he also points out that the matter before the United States Supreme Court involved certain parties, specific parties that came out of Michigan, Kentucky, Ohio, and Tennessee. Those parties are bound by the court's opinion. But he also says that there's other precedent that suggest that people not before the court are not bound by the court's opinion. So if someone is claiming in Michigan, Kentucky, Ohio, and Tennessee that they are entitled to a marriage license and the Supreme Court of the United States says that, okay, we're going to give it to you, it affects them. It doesn't affect the other people even within those states, and it certainly doesn't affect people outside of the state. Alabama is its own sovereign authority. Alabama has its own constitution. Alabama also is not bound by that particular opinion. And in fact, earlier last year, after we proposed this marriage pledge, and it's been signed by many, many people and leaders around the country, there was a letter that was issued by over 60 scholars from different professions on law schools and other academic institutions that said that this opinion by the U.S. Supreme Court is lawless, that it goes way beyond the Constitution, it's not constitutional, and they urge that the individual state representatives, whether they're probate judges, clerks like they have in Kentucky, or whatever it might be, not listen to or they're not bound by that opinion of five people on the High Court. That's exactly what Chief Justice Roy Moore is saying in this administrative order.
Well, and the fact is this decision is no more legitimate than was the Dred Scott slavery decision. And it will be equally, I believe, looked upon in history. So the question here, Matt, isn't, you know, why is the Alabama Supreme Court taking this step? The question is, why aren't the rest of the states, the vast majority of states with marriage amendments in their states, doing the same thing? They should be following suit. This is what you do with an illegitimate opinion of five radical extremists, attorneys out of Washington, D.C. There's history for that, and that's what we should be doing here.
That's exactly right. So I applaud this opinion from Chief Justice Roy Moore. I encourage other justices, chief justices around the country and Supreme Courts and legislators to do the same exact thing that he has done here. It is time that we stop playing charades and pretend that five people can literally invent anything they want to, and then that becomes constitutional, and we all have to bow down and worship at the altar of five people that just simply invent law rather than interpret the Constitution. You know, as Matt, you said, this opinion by the five people on the Supreme Court, I think it falls in the same category as the infamous Dred Scott opinion, in the same category as the infamous Buck versus Bell, that says that you have the power to forcibly sterilize individuals whose IQ in their family lineage does not reach a certain level. That's an opinion from the Supreme Court. History has repudiated those. We have rejected those, and I think history will reject this ridiculous opinion of five people that ignore the Constitution, that ignore objective reality, millennia of human history, natural and revealed law, and frankly, common sense, and even their own opinion of just 2 years before this particular opinion. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. We're leading the charge in defense of marriage. By no means is this battle over by any stretch of the imagination. Visit our website, lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.